September 22, 1980. The most unprecedented war of the 20th century began. It was against Iran. The invading government was the Iraqi Ba'ath regime headed by Saddam. Dozens of Western countries provided him with financial, intelligence, and military support. This was at a time when Iran was in the first years of the Islamic Revolution's victory and the country had not been completely stabilized. During this war, 80 countries equipped Iraq against Iran, but the most important aid was from the following states. 1. The United States. The Americans designed a vast program of military, political, and economic aid to help Saddam Hussein's regime. They gave Iraq top-secret information about the strategic targets in Iran. They sold more than $5 billion worth of electronic warfare and chemical weapons production equipment to Iraq. They removed Iraq from the list of states sponsoring terrorism. Moreover, they transferred the technology for production of cluster bombs to Iraq. 2. France. The French began selling arms to Iraq since the beginning of the war, selling Saddam $6 billion worth of armaments. F-1 and F-14 Mirages, Magic 1 air-to-air missiles, XAM-39 missiles, moving rocket launchers, and Super Etendard aircraft were some of the military equipment that France provided Saddam with. They sent missiles and cluster bombs to Iraq every day from the NATO airport in France. The French also helped Saddam gain nuclear weapons capabilities by building Iraq's nuclear reactor. And most importantly, they gave refuge to the Mujahideen Khalq and terrorist collaborations of Saddam. 3. Germany. In addition to sending military equipment to Iraq, the Germans provided Iraq with their technology of chemical weapons and missile production. The value of advanced German technology which was transferred to Iraq reached over $16 million in 1987 and 1988 alone. Next, some German factories started building Saddam's required weapons. They also provided Iraq with information on chemically wounded Iranians who went to Germany for treatment so Iraq can use them to modify the chemical compounds used in their weapons. The Germans' technology also made it possible for Iraq to gradually begin to manufacture missile components including the Scud missiles and its body. 4. The United Kingdom. The United Kingdom sold Iraq millions of dollars worth of machinery. They gave them information on Iran's purchase office in London. They built expensive underground safe facilities for Iraq. All this while Iraq had started the war and Iran was the victim. The Iranian casualties during the war totaled more than 221,000 with an average age of 21 years, while more than a million were injured, which included those injured from the use of chemical weapons by Iraq, and another million were displaced. The Iranian people have gained much experience from the 8-year war. Two important experiences include: if the whole world unites, they cannot defeat a nation that believes in God. The only way to dissuade enemies from invading a country is to strengthen the country's local defensive forces. With the efforts of the Iranian youth, Iran has become one of the world's leading missile powers during the full boycott of Western weapons manufacturers. Today, no one dares thinking of threatening or invading Iran. Now, 3 decades after the end of Iraq's invasion of Iran, the same countries that supported Saddam Hussein plan to negotiate on Iran's defensive power.
اینی که ما قدرت دفاعی رو روش تکیه میکنیم ناشی از تجربه ماست. ما تجربه کردیم. یک روزی بود تو این کشور، همین تهران که شما حالا به حمد الله با خیال راحت با امنیت رفت آمد میکنید زیر موشک‌های صدام بود. همین شهر تهران زیر موشک‌های صدام بود. شما قیلتون شاد موقع در دنیا نبودید. ما هیچ وسیله دفاع نداشتیم. همه به صدام کمک میکردن. آمریکا برای همین موشک ها و برای ابزارهای دفاعی و برای نقشه میدان جنگ حتی به صدام کمک میکرد، ماهواره هاش و دیگران کمک میکرد، فرانسه کمک میکرد، فرانسه هم موشک میداد هم هواپیما میداد کمک میکرد، آلمان کمک میکرد، مواد شیمیایی میداد. اینا میدونید موارد زیادی لشکر صدام کار شیمیایی کردن. چقدر جانباز شیمیایی داریم، چقدر راه از دنیا رفتن، موادش رو آلمان به اینا میداد. ما دست خالی بودیم، وسیله ای نداشتیم، به فکر افتادیم که باید خب وسیله دفاعی درست کنیم. ما اگر چنانچه قدرت دفاعی خودمون رو افزایش ندیم، دشمنان ما جری خواهند شد، گستاخ خواهند شد، تشویق خواهند شد به اینکه به ما حمله کنند. از ورود در مسائل اساسی ما مثل قدرت دفاعی و اینا پرهیز کنن. اینی که دولت‌های اروپایی بیان همون حرفی رو که او داره میزنه، بیان همین حرف رو اینا هم بزنن، یا او ایراد کنه که چرا شما موشک 2000 کیلومتری یا فرض کنید 3000 کیلومتری مثلا دارید، اینا هم بیان همون حرف رو بزنن، این که خب معنی نداره، به شما چه ربطی داره، شما چرا موشک دارید؟